This podcast is brought to you by Okay to Pray, encouraging this generation to discover the importance, purpose, and power of prayer. Online at okaytopray.net. On this episode, we'll take a look at the unique position of the church in the 21st century. Now, what does the 21st century church look like? You know, some have called us a sleeping giant. Others would like to see the church disappear altogether. But the truth is, the church is not in decline or dying. In fact, a recent poll has found that the fastest growing religion in the world today is still Christianity. Did you know in the U.S., denominations such as the Church of God in Christ, the Assemblies of God, the Church of God, along with many independent churches, have experienced phenomenal growth in recent years? But it's not just happening in America. According to research, Christianity is making a tremendous impact worldwide. In Latin America, there are over 18 million Protestants. A recent survey found that about 50% of all Africans were church members in the Christian faith, while 42% were Muslim. Author Michael Keane, in his book Christianity, has found that African countries such as Kenya and Congo are more than 70% Christian. Now, I believe this is largely due to missionaries from America and Europe and other parts of the world who traveled to foreign lands preaching the gospel, planting churches, and training men and women to become spiritual leaders in their own native land. And that's exactly what many churches are doing in America and around the world today. Mission-minded congregations are making a difference, not only in this country, but in every part of the world. Churches who have purposed to follow the example given to us by the first century church in the book of Acts are impacting the lives of men, women, and children for eternity in the 21st century. The Word of God will prevail. You know, that should encourage each and every one of us as we continue to do our part to reach the world with the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. Until He returns for His church, we are to be faithful to God and work for the kingdom. You know, sharing the gospel and telling others what God has done for us is not just the job of the pastor or the preacher. It's the calling and commission of every born-again believer. That should be the desire and heart's cry of everyone who knows Him. Consider these verses as you pray about ways to share your faith with others this week. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Mark chapter 16 verse 15, Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." I want to encourage you to do your part today and share the good news of Jesus Christ and His kingdom with someone in your life today.